Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Joined with me are my co-host, Twin Brantley, Ryan Fox. Boys! How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm okay, I guess.
How are you doing?
Man, doing pretty well. So, man, we got some segments to go through today, boys. We're going to play a game here at some point, all right? We got a joke of the week we're going to kick off with, and then guess what? It's all things wrestling all the time, brother. All right.
Okay, please stop talking like that.
You don't want me talking a lot, JR?
No, I don't.
Now, Sean, can you just give us the...
I want you talking like a normal human being. It'd be great.
That's not much different, though. just less eye twitching. So, we have a joke of the week. We're doing pretty good at this so far. They've went really well.
It went terrible last week.
Because apparently my delivery is just not good. It was fine.
Okay.
What's the joke of the week, Ryan?
What's the joke of the week?
What's the joke of the week?
Okay, seriously. All right.
Which WWE legend grows in the forest?
Big Show. Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan.
No.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
No.
Who?
Luke Gallows.
Batista.
Burner. The greatest actor
I'm the
ever.
Best actor in Hollywood. I walk alone.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's done some good stuff, man.
To be fair. Mm-hmm. To be fair. He's at least played different characters in each movie he's been in. He's not The Rock playing The Rock. Cena's getting out there a little bit, but he's still big muscly dude in an action movie. Like, Batista's at least trying different things.
Am I the only one who, like, there's been a handful, like a couple of Rock movies that I like, but like. I feel like he still kind of has that, like, carny delivery.
Well, yeah, he's just The Rock.
He's just playing The Rock. Yeah. Movie, but, which is fine, but it's like, I don't know, it's just so weird. Like, watching Black Adam, here comes The Rock. It's like, do you smell what Black Adam's cooking? Like, oh, okay. he just plays the same character over and over again. And there's been a couple of times where he's maybe tried a different stuff. So in Be Cool, he played a really different character. He played an actor trying to get his start, and he was actually really decent in that. But after that, it was just kind of once Doom came out, I was like, all right, I know where I can make my money at, and it's going to be in action movies. I'm just going to be The Rock. That's it.
I can become the most successful actor ever by literally being myself.
See, the game plan was awesome. I liked the game plan. That was my favorite. That's my favorite Rock movie.
Oh, Joe Kingman.
Is that your favorite Rock movie?
Yeah.
Walking
Tall.
It
ain't the San Andreas fault.
Walking Tall for me. I know Walking Tall wasn't great, but also I love Johnny Knoxville anytime he acts. So,
yeah.
Even in Dukes of Hazzard, that movie sucked, but he was still good in it. So.
Dukes of Hazzard sucked?
It wasn't great. Well, It wasn't the original. It wasn't the...
You want to talk about a movie that sucks? How about the sequel to Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. Ah, Smokey the Bandit 2, more Smokey.
The third one wasn't good.
I didn't know there was a third one. My God.
Don't watch it.
Has Cena tried anything crazy? I mean, I think he's just been...
The only thing I can think of is Peacemaker.
Trainwreck, he was hilarious in though.
He voices
was the
over...
Marine.
Huh?
He was the Marine.
He was the Marine, and then it turned out so was Ted DiBiase Jr., The Miz for 5 straight movies, you know.
He voices over the Hyundai commercials.
Yeah.
He does. Isn't he like the hefty spokesperson too? Yeah, he's getting that. Cena's getting that bread.
For sure. He also hosted the ESPYs.
he needs to work on the hair though. Do we mention his bald
spot? We mentioned
spot
it last
enough?
Week. Yeah.
His hair's
just
longer now, so it's
so much more noticeable. But no, honestly, I mean, let's talk about some things that have kind of happened so far this week. To my knowledge, I mean. Really, as they're recording this, Hard to Kill's happening that no one cares about. Granted, some Josh Alexander won. He is actually now the longest reigning world champion in Impact. I think he surpassed, I can't remember who was even the longest reigning. It may have been Kurt or Bobby Roode. So it's 260-something days. But him and Bully had a Full Metal Mayhem match. I think Jordan Grace and Mickey James is closing the show probably in the next 30 minutes.
Isn't this Mickey James' final run?
Supposedly. So... There's rumors going around that maybe she's going to retire from Impact.
Oh, God.
To see
they
you in the Rumble.
Kill her?
Like they did the first time?
Boy, they pushed her in front of a train the first time?
James Storm pushed her in front of a train.
And then when she came back, they did not mention it whatsoever. No. I mean, honestly, it probably bode well for them to not mention it again. Because how do you just explain that?
Also, what's one of the thought process of, you know what, hey, James Storm's this new heel. Like, he just turned heel
again. How about he kills a woman?
Like, that's not... You know what's going to really make people boo him? We're going to take Mickie James. Very lovable diva. You know, beautiful woman. Hardcore country! Like, we're going to take all that. Mm. I wonder if James Storm just... Last call super kicker in front of a train. Like, you know, that's going to get some boos going on. And guess what? It didn't. Like, James Storm was so over. And then he did the whole, like, wearing a suit stuff with Eddie Kingston.
Then there was, like, a Who Shot Johnny Bravo thing a couple years ago.
That was great, though.
That was awesome.
What was, what was, they did, like, a Big Brother type of, like, where they lived in a house together. What was that called? What was it called?
It was a game show.
Yeah, like, Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer was the host.
What was it called? It was something house. What was it called?
Damn. Hold on. I gotta look at this.
That was so good.
Because that was such good TV.
That was back when we were watching Impact pretty frequently.
Yeah, I need to try to find a way to start back. Cause...
Well, you can, because you've got Impact Plus. Actually, I think they do actually post their stuff pretty frequent. PCO came back, by the way.
Cool.
Anybody cared about PCO. Ryan, you big PCO guy, you know? That's what I figured, yeah. Speaking of, so obviously we have Hard to Kill going on. There's a new authority figure. Santino Marella has came into Impact. He's now the director of authority in Impact, so he's getting to do all that fun
Wrestle House.
Wrestle House, that's what it was. What a great time in Impact. Oh, man, when they just did not care.
I love how, like, he was like, this is the Wrestle House. And then, like, I think it was AC Romero popped up. This is the House of Hardcore? He goes, no, idiot, it's an investment property. I had to cash those ECW checks before they bounced, idiot.
I love Tommy Dreamer so much. Oh, man. But, yeah, Santino Marella's in the company now, and he's actually Santino Marella. He's not Anthony Carelli. He's awesome, Santino. Man.
He's got the shirt.
And the badge. That's my favorite part, is that he has the badge. So, they are doing some different things kind of on the road to Rebellion, I think. It's their kind of their Mania show in April that they kind of do alongside WrestleMania.
Yes.
So, we'll see. But that's not going to impact. But that hasn't really been the biggest news since we have not... You know, in the last week. I think the biggest news has been, one, WWE trying to get sold. And
the potential buyer is the news.
Being falsely reported being sold to the Saudi Arabian government. So
from what I've seen is that it was blown out of proportion that obviously the sale was complete to the Saudi Arabian government.
Mm-hmm.
I did, however, see that it's still a possibility that could still happen. Which, I mean, do we want to we want to talk about sports washing here for a second? I really appreciate Sean Ross for educating me on non-wrestling things.
So, we've talked about it before. We've talked about it when we, but sports washing, what is it? Some people who may not know.
Sports washing is when, like, a government or any organization wants to make their reputation not look as bad by sports. Because... How do you relate to people? Sports, right? You know, are you wanting me to list that one example?
No, I do.
Okay.
Ron, can you think of a time in U.S. history of sports washing?
In U.S. history? Like, where
just history.
Just history.
Do you think of a time? So let me take you back to the time of Jesse Owens.
Oh.
Accomplished track star. Let me take you back to 1936. In Berlin, Germany.
Oh, you mean when they stood up and turned around? Hitler and them literally stood up and turned around while he was running. Great guy.
I love how we're just loosely talking
rebuilt the entire German economy.
Ryan.
He did.
You're justifying it like I justified Kevin Harvick at Talladega. No, we're not. Like, he helped the economy out.
he's not, you know, not wrong. I didn't lie.
But.
They went from literally the worst first world economy pre-World War II to.
That is true.
A borderline superpower.
They did pretty well.
Almost on par with the U.S. They just didn't have all the resources the U.S. had.
So I remember we talked about sports washing earlier this week. And then I read the definition to Matthew because we were all seeing this happen in real time. And he was like, oh, dude, Hitler did that when they hosted the Olympics in Germany. I said, yeah, but Hitler didn't buy the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, so the Olympics are already going to be in Berlin, and then like, Hitler rose to power. But then you read why he was there. He's like trying to like force his views upon people. Like he was using it to kind of help his views
and
out.
And if you look at like on the Wikipedia page, the examples of sports
watching.
Well,
he also didn't invade Poland until 1939.
That's good.
They hadn't even started the whole lobbing room thing.
Yeah.
Most of the examples listed on the Wikipedia page were WWE shows in Saudi Arabia the past like 5
well, yeah.
years.
I mean,
that's the whole reason why they have the contract. That's the whole reason why they're doing all that stuff is because, like, hey, here's sports. Here's Roman Reigns. We're gonna behead somebody. that's kind of what they're. That's what they're doing. It's very obvious to that. I'm glad that was falsely reported. I'm glad that's... I mean, granted, they are still apparently one of the listed people interested.
The Khans are in the pool. Yeah. Tony Khan and Shad Khan are in the pool of people that could buy the WWE.
I think...
What would... Let's fantasy book here.
What would Tony Khan do if the WWE just fell into his lap?
AEW does what? Hear me out.
Okay.
Because...
WWEW.
No, I mean like, no, I mean, like you like
World Wrestling Elite
because,
Wrestling.
Because
true,
I was
woo woo. I want to hear that guy say WWEW.
WWE. John Moxley comes in. I'm the woo woo champion. Miro man. Woo woo. We are woo woo. The wee woo woman's title.
Wee woman.
Wee woman. Wee woman reigns. But no, so hear me out. So
I'm listening.
AEW will not, truthfully, they're not going to reach the same popularity worldwide as WWE.
What do you mean?
Just
it's
off
a far
of,
superior show.
Just off of name
off
recognition.
Off name recognition, they're not going to reach that worldwide
right.
status. So if the Khans were to buy WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need AEW. You don't need the logo. You don't need any of that. You don't need the branding.
Do you sell AEW to maybe a different promoter? Like maybe a Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Mm-mm. You keep it for video library.
That's true.
Because you got to think, because selling to anybody, there's not going to be made lights. I mean, that would probably... Freddie Prinze would be probably in the market for it, but I wouldn't want to sell
I think
it.
That would make whatever Freddie Prinze Jr.'s show is going to be the number two show. In the long run.
Unless you had Impact, which Impact can, I mean,
it just
sustain
depends because if this is such a crazy what if that is actually somewhat possible.
Yeah.
If the Khans owns WWE, that means you have all the top stars from the WWE and all the top stars from AEW, like the Elite, Hangman, yeah, all those guys.
Yeah.
Who does that leave for a possible rival, quote unquote, promotion?
Everyone on Dark. Because you're not keeping, because the thing is that. If they were to buy...
I mean, he's got Ring of Honor, too, by
if,
the way.
That's the thing. So here's what you do with that. AEW goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You could potentially sell Ring of Honor, but you'd lose the tape library. So I think if you want to do it... Now, granted, this would pretty much be the exact opposite of what Tony Khan would potentially want to do. Like he had mentioned before, not wanting to monopolize wrestling, but this is going to monopolize wrestling because you have Ring of Honor.
It depends. What would the contracts be like?
I mean, it would be, but you gotta think.
Would they actually be independent contractors this time around? Would they be able to work elsewhere?
I think you'd have way too much. No, I don't think so.
You don't think there would be any leeway for that whatsoever?
There would be a little leeway, but not as much leeway as AEW's had in the past. I don't think that's, I mean. Because again, because you reach the thing that everyone else is going to reach into. So if WWE and New Japan did a show right now.
Yeah.
Booking wise, how are you going to book it? Who's going to book it? If Vince booked it. Vince's job's going over. If New Japan books it, New Japan, like, there's no middle ground there for the most part. Unless you
That's why I say, I think I've said this before, maybe not on the show. If you were to do a WWE versus AEW show, you bring in Freddie Prinze Jr. as a third party guy to decide who wins and loses.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You just really need someone to pretty much book the show and then just let the two companies collect the gate. So, like, mm-hmm. I think there's maybe more open relationships to it, but also. You're going to have some of the world's best talent under your roof.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of the top guys.
A lot of ego.
Depends on who you keep and who you don't. You got to think, they can release and let go whoever they want to at this point. So, I mean, I doubt you're going to absorb every contract at AEW. Just, you got to think, you have no need to have your production crew, truthfully. You have some of the best production crew anyways with WWE. You're not going to have much need for your producers because you have producers, like, you're going to let people go. So,
even, I say just keep every show. Have the entire week.
That would be, I mean...
So, do you think, like, WWE Wednesday Night Dynamite, like Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night NXT, Wednesday Night Dynamite, Thursday Night Impact, and Friday Night Ring of Honor, baby?
I don't see
give
why
me a
you
full
don't,
week of wrestling.
I
think,
I don't see why you wouldn't just keep all the names.
You can keep all the names.
I mean,
like,
just...
You would still have rights to them.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, if you own both, just have them stay... kind of their own thing and have that be like an actual brand split.
But the marketability, like, now granted,
you know, like, hey, these are actually different things as opposed to Raw and SmackDown where it's like,
blue.
Ah, one's red, one's blue. Every 3 years we act like they're really different things.
Like they hate each other.
For like,
even though we swap brands every year.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. And then, you know, that happens for about 2 months. And then after that, Roman's on every show.
And then when the draft comes around, we'll draft storylines to SmackDown from Raw.
Yep.
So you're wanting to go with, like, the original concept of Vince buying WCW.
Yeah, I would love that.
Because
then
was...
you could basically do the invasion angle, but good.
Actually an invasion, yeah.
And you could do... have them both invading each other as opposed to just having WCW invade.
Because that was going to be the original plan for WCW in 01, was they're going to buy WCW, the library, the rights to everything, and they're going to make a brand split, but with a Monday night WCW show and Thursday night SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
But Vince, being Vince, didn't want to give up WWF Raw, which is his baby, the A show. That's
fair enough.
Well, yeah.
And he didn't want to give up SmackDown. So he said, all right, we'll do an invasion. I own the logos, I own the likeness, I own all the rights. We're not going to give you a show. They tried a WCW, like, Hour of Raw one time, and it didn't do great, mainly because the main event was Booker T versus Buff Bagwell. Because, again, with the invasion, with the Time Warner merger and all that, you're not getting your top guys, so it really messed up
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you don't have any conflicting shows. So you could just... And if you have enough money to buy... If you're just going to buy WWE... I mean, why would you not? You know,
I mean,
it's not obviously money is not a object.
Well, yeah, but I feel like to offset some of that cost, though, even though money's not an object, like to offset some of that cost, you're gonna have to probably drop stuff. And I feel like if you're running, because you gotta think, if you keep everything, if you own WWE and the AEW, you're running Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then we'll even say if they keep Rampage, you're running two Friday nights. Even though one's being taped on Wednesday, you're still running a lot of shows with the production crew.
I would drop Rampage.
Yeah, I'd keep Dark. I mean,
see, I would, but now you could keep Dark as it because I like the idea of having YouTube.
Because
kind of
like what 205 Live and wasn't there another
in a way? Yeah,
main event is Hulu and stuff. So
you know, because they're all taped. Well,
and you'd have a big you'd have a big enough roster to have some pretty decent names.
That's what I'm saying. You can throw people around all around those divisions.
I'd say just. Leave Dark, but don't, like, I don't know. What do you think it'd be easier to do? Do you think it'd be easier to do what they do sometimes and tape a bunch of Darks in one day at Universal Studios?
Yeah, sure.
Or tape a Dark before every
say if
this is the most fantasy book thing we've ever
done. Here's what I'll do. If I'm the cons, I'm dropping Dynamite and Rampage. Because truthfully, in terms of marketability, even though it may have the WWE likeness or logo to it, I don't know how much marketability is in a Dynamite or Rampage show. So I would keep my main... Because, again,
still have a TV contract with TNT. You can't just look at them and give them a big old F you.
What if Tony Khan Vince McMahoned his own product and called it WWE AEW? What if he ECW'd it from, like, 2006?
So I would keep Dark. I would film Dark at Capitol Wrestling Center.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
and because that would really replace, and that would be for anybody. Because you got to think, they already have NXT Level Up, you got Main Event. Drop all that and just let Dark be to any talent you need. Let that legitimately be your Dark matches to try talent out and try stuff out. Do it. Like, use that, put it on YouTube, whatever. You know, you already put 13 matches on Dark anyways. Do it. Let that happen. And then keep... I guess that would be the realistic thing is the TV contract with Warner. Is I don't know how.
Well, it's a contract.
Well, yeah.
I just think about, like, just in my own shoes, I imagine myself being put in charge of all of that, WWE, AEW, all these TV contracts, and I legit want my head to explode.
I would just want a good invasion angle. That's...
Well, like the Elite, like invading the Bloodline. Yeah. That'd be sick.
Or you could, I mean, truthfully, if you have both, you don't sell AEW, but you have... someone else run it as its own company.
Well, yeah, you could. That's what I'm saying. You run them; they're separate.
You just run it separate. Yeah, you could do that. That's. I mean, that's not a horrible idea.
That'd be the better way to go. I think.
And you can just do an invasion angle for 6 months or whatever, and then, bam, they're their own things.
Yeah.
Just personally, I think Rollins and Omega would.
Wrestling wise, it would tear the doors.
I would pay massive amounts of money to watch that.
Yeah.
And that's the one match that in my head is just like,
I think
this
of
would
like,
be possible now.
I think of the Bucks and the Usos. Yeah. I think of FTR and the Usos, even though we've seen it before. Yeah. I think of Kenny and Roman. Mm-hmm. I think of like just a story with the Bloodline and MJF somehow.
Yeah.
Making that work would be cool. There's a lot of... We need to do a fantasy book show again sometime soon.
Yeah. I'm cool, though.
So we can get another referee match. But you better have another referee match. If you don't, I swear to God.
Oh, was it Aubrey versus Jessica?
Yeah.
I thought it was like... You had like a gatekeeper match or something.
Oh, that was Dolph and the...
Was it Dolph and Spears?
Yeah.
And who was the ref?
Yeah, I think you said...
The ref won.
Dolph was also the ref.
Jeez. So there are some other potential buyers. Apparently, NitCon met with the CEO of Disney and the CEO of ESPN. Now, in terms of outreach, now they're obviously Fox has a pretty big outreach. Disney, arguably the biggest
outreach.
They own
ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and everything on TV except Fox News.
Yeah. I mean, could wrestling on ESPN be another thing? Mind you, they've done it in the 80s because AWA and other stuff came on ESPN. Like,
dude, you know, as much as I love sports, you know the stick and ball jocks would just be pissed.
They would hate it.
Oh, man.
And I love because they would still air reruns on like ESPN Classic of like AWA stuff and like old school wrestling. I loved it. Like, okay, this just, I of course was a kid and didn't know it was predetermined. So, oh, this is cool. Sports.
He almost
awesome.
Said fake.
Almost said fake. Yeah, I did. but like, it's pretty cool. So, I don't know how big of a possibility it is for it to end on ESPN again, but...
Did you ever hear of Jericho's pitch for pro wrestling to be in the Olympics?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of what his pitch was?
No.
He said, like, hear me out, you know, like figure skating.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it's choreographed. He said, and they're judged by how smooth it's done and stuff like that. Why can't it be the same for wrestling?
So is gymnastics.
Yeah. And in a way, diving. I kind of get that. But it's such a black sheep of sports and entertainment.
Because then you would legitimize it. You can't have that.
No.
It's not a real thing.
I mean, it would just...
Stuff can never go wrong in wrestling. Stuff goes wrong in figure skating.
Well, then, I feel like...
You ever see someone get their throat slashed with ice skates?
I mean, I feel like it takes away from wrestling.
It kind of takes away kayfabe a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it does, yeah. Because you got two guys working together to put on the best performance for their best score. Which, granted, that happens anyways. But at least we pretend not to know about it. Now it's just that we got judges ranking. Oh, well, Chris, you did pretty well, and you really helped Sammy Guevara. I don't know. I'm just naming people at this point. You really helped him on that powerbomb tope suicide off the top rope. You know, really smooth. 9.5.
It was just, Sammy and Shane need to have a match.
It just reminds me of every time we did a match at Flatbacks and they would evaluate us. It'd be like that. Like,
I bet.
So what was going on that one spot? What happened there?
And also, here's the thing, though. Like,
you get a 4 for me.
It takes away, I mean, I guess that helps is you get, no one's booking you. It's not like you're booking USA to go over.
It's just two guys, like, just, planning on a match.
Yeah.
But, that'd be quite insane. There's no producer. Oh, my God.
Hold on, but you would have to do it like figure skating, though. Like, because you would have to do pairs.
Yeah.
Because if you have someone from the U.S. and
if
someone
if you really
from, like,
wanted to shatter kayfabe, you could just say the two opponents are pairs.
From different countries.
Here we have this pair. have Chris Jericho and John Moxley.
Oh, God. Both from America.
that's or they're on the same team. Because if you're against someone from another country,
he's got a point.
You're not going to want to make them look good because then they're going to get points. No, so you would have to do it.
And Jericho wouldn't be on the same team because he would claim Canada.
Winnipeg, idiot.
Wasn't he born in New York?
He was born in New York, has a Canadian tattoo. Yeah, I don't get it. It's wild.
Dude, he was raised in Winnipeg. What would be your Olympics team for wrestling?
For wrestling?
Like name all the countries, even though like I don't know where some of them are from anyways.
So I feel like...
I mean, Rey Mysterio's got to be on Team Mexico. There's no other wrestler that you would like.
Mexico would have a really good team.
Yeah, they would.
But Canada... Because you got to think, of a team based on in-ring smoothness, spots, things like that. So you're not going to go with like a Roman Reigns or a Braun Strowman for the U.S. Even though Roman Reigns is a good wrestler, is he the smoothest wrestler in America? No. Like,
who would you say is the smoothest wrestler in America?
I will say Seth Rollins. Yeah. I think Seth is the best wrestler in the U.S.
Where's Omega from?
Canada.
He's from Canada. Okay. Would that be your leader of Team Canada? And okay, so who would be paired with Rollins in America?
Ooh. Paired with Rollins in America?
Yeah.
You could go AJ.
Oh yeah, that would be perfect.
Rollins and AJ would be you're not smooth in ring stuff. You'd do some crazy stuff, but
you go Cody too.
Cody's pretty
Seth cool. And Cody would be wildly entertaining.
How about Canada? Because there's not many. You got Jericho from Canada, but he's not. So he's lost.
You have Kenny, obviously.
You got Kenny. Are there any Harts still wrestling? Do we know?
Natalia.
Kenny and Natalia. There you go. That's what we got right there.
I'm trying to think because I honestly don't know where most of them are from.
You got Christian, who's still technically wrestling.
Edge.
Dude, but would Edge claim Canada?
Does I would it? Assume so.
It does, you know?
Well, is he claiming North Carolina now?
Possibly.
Pretty sure he's still Canadian.
Yeah.
Hey.
It doesn't matter what you claim, dude. Where you're from.
It matters.
Brother?
Well, you can claim, like, if you've lived somewhere long enough, you can claim it.
So
they
here's...
do it in the World Baseball Classic all the time.
So here's some names from Canada. So you got, obviously, Kenny Omega.
No way.
Edge, Christian, Josh Alexander.
Ooh.
Is Canadian. Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Sean Spears?
Yeah.
There you go. That's, you know, hey.
The chairman.
I'm trying to find some other names. Scott D'Amore. I still think Scott D'Amore probably, you know, less.
I would like to see Kenny versus, who'd you just list?
Josh Alexander.
Yeah, I'd like to see Kenny versus Josh Alexander, even though I feel like we've seen that in the past year or so. I don't know. I think
because they didn't have a match for the Impact title at all because he was X Division champion at that point.
That's right.
Trying to think of other ones, or at least look and see if there's any other ones that Brock's not from Canada. Brock's from North Dakota. He's listed as a Canadian.
He lives in Canada.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's listed as a Canadian professional wrestler.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, like, if your parents are from somewhere, you can claim.
You know what?
Oh, here's why. He holds both citizenships, so that's why they claim.
So give me Brock and Kenny. How awesome would that be?
But if you're rating it based on smoothness and performance...
That's true, because like a lot of Brock's matches look like a real fight, which is, in my opinion, cool. I like that.
Which is cool. But
a bunch of snobs up there rating it.
So give me Kenny and Josh Alexander, then.
You got Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, crap.
Kevin Owens.
Oh,
crap. Kevin Owens.
Where's Sammy from?
Ethan Page.
Is Sammy Canadian?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he was... Oh, he's Canadian. Okay.
What did you think he was?
I thought he was...
thought he was from Muslim.
No, because I think his mom's Arabic, so I thought he was born, like, in the Middle East. I don't know why I thought that, but...
Yeah, that can only happen in the
Middle East.
Religions are very regional.
If one of your parents is Arabic...
That's why
Arabic,
the U.S.
you
is
have
mostly
to be...
Christian, because Jesus was born in Texas.
Okay. Sorry. Again, if we're basing off the Olympics,
they come out the womb and where with a Stetson
born,
and a pair of
his parents are Syrian.
How about them Cowboys?
Parents are Syrian.
He came out and hit Troy Aikman on the head and said, "You're gonna win three Super Bowls."
Okay.
What were you saying?
Yeah, apparently. Never mind. Logic matters at this point.
Very regional religions, or they never travel.
English to be Arabic? No, that's not.
Not from Canada, apparently. No.
Anyway, Sami Zayn's from Canada. You put him on Team Canada.
Just so we go in Sami versus Kenny.
Is that... I don't care what you know. Davey Boy Smith Jr. is also from Canada.
Okay, I'm still going.
Yeah, how about Japan? We'll just move on to Japan.
Sure.
Go ahead. Who's in Japan? Anybody?
Personally, Kota Ibushi. That's who I would go.
Where is Kota Ibushi?
I think he's left the business. I think.
Like,
because like he was like coming out against New Japan like. With some dirt on them.
He is currently still signed, but he's inactive due to a shoulder injury.
Oh.
But, yeah. But I don't think he was getting booked after he had spoke out.
Is it pronounced Takeshita?
I think so.
I really like him, dude. He's really good.
Shinsuke.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
Tomohiro Ishii would just chop the mess out of people and beat the crap out of them.
Minoru Suzuki.
Just destroy them.
Just kill them.
UK would be kind of nice.
Holy crap. I don't even want to begin to like try and pick two guys from the UK. Because
that's like Pete Dunne and Zack Sabre Jr. Is Ospreay British or Australian?
I think he's Australian.
But,
what were his parents?
Apparently, again, I didn't
Who's
know
he afraid
was...
to.
Will Ospreay is from England, and I hate both of you.
Well, but does it? What other information?
His parents were born in Texas, Ryan.
No, that's Jesus.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, can we move on? Oh, how about? No. Hear me out. Whatever. Anyways.
Go ahead.
No, it's not important. No,
it is.
Nope, not
I think it's important. No, it's like detrimental
Olympics.
To
what
the show.
Think? Oh, well.
Well, what other countries we got here?
Saudi Arabia.
Mansoor.
Mansoor just wins it. I just
Yeah.
They hold the Olympics in Saudi.
Well, could Sammy claim that?
Could he, Matthews?
In the Middle East.
Not could he. See, I would say it's beating a dead horse, but y'all are having a great time. Like, it doesn't matter.
I'll be laughing when we're done recording.
Anyways.
Yeah?
Jeez, what else happened? Can we get away from this? What
Coming
else
to
happened?
The ring. From Amarillo, Texas.
Jesus Christ.
What else happened?
Oh, no, he'd be from Galveston, so he could go out and walk on the ocean.
We get it. Jesus is born in Texas.
I don't know. What else did happen, buddy? You tell me.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even know at this point.
How about the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, sponsored by Mountain Dew Pitch Black Snickers? There is going to be a match at the Royal Rumble between LA Knight and Bray Wyatt called a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. Just a Pitch Black match, okay? That's not good enough.
It can only have Arabic people in it.
Wait, what?
That's what it is.
Well, where
I thought we were trying to get away from this.
No, I do what I want.
Okay, good. I would hope so. That's awesome, though. I like that.
Yeah.
I just don't like the Mountain Dew pitch black match. Like, drop the sponsorship.
I don't think there's two pitch blacks in it. It's just Mountain Dew pitch black.
Well, then you won't know it's sponsored. And that would make it way
less cool. You know it's sponsored because guess what? There's like the logo on it, the pitch black match. Giant Mountain Dew logo right there on it.
I love the original announcement of it. I think it was last week on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Where Michael Cole was like, in a Mountain Dew pitch black match. Sponsored by Snickers, feel the crunch.
The loser gets tossed in a pool of Mountain Dew pitch black.
No, that's how you lose the match.
No, the winner
like
should be tossed in a pool.
What
of
was
Dew
the
black.
Jericho and.
That was Mimosa Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mimosa Mayhem. I remember that one.
Is pitch black any good? I don't know.
I haven't tried it.
I don't think I've tried it.
I'm kind of on a soda
they've
fast.
I've had it before.
It's been out before, but I think like I never really. I've had it before.
I'm trying to remember.
What was the one you had at Buffalo's last week?
It was like Legend or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the next match. Mountain Dew Legend match. Sponsored by Legends.
Sponsored by Legends.
Sponsored by Raid Shadow. This podcast is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
I wish.
And Mountain Dew.
Money out to everybody.
And Mountain Dew Pitch Black. for the Mountain Dew
Pitch Black. And Snickers.
Match. Crunch this.
Crunch me.
But there's a Pitchback Black match. Pitchback Black match to determine the winner of the match.
Yeah.
Have they released any rules? Is it, or is it just the lights are out? Like that's
it's a lights out match.
No, it's just gonna be a bunch of Uncle Howdy's just holding up flashlights, just woo. Just woo. By the way, you know they're kayfabing people backstage on Uncle Howdy?
Did you know that, Ryan?
So supposedly Uncle Howdy, no one backstage besides a few people knows his identity. And he's backstage in full gear the whole time. Supposedly. Now granted, people are pretty much coming to a conclusion. It's Bo Dallas. Like, it's...
You gotta believe.
Some are saying it could be Ring of Honor's Vincent, who is a part of, like, Villain Enterprises and part of Honor No More and Impact.
I've heard that one, yeah.
But unless... Which, I don't necessarily know how hair works, so... But, like...
How hair works?
Well, Vincent has, like, really long dreadlocks. So, Uncle Howdy that we saw that Sister Abigail Bray, too, which you know, on SmackDown, had, like, long blonde hair, not dreaded. Like, it was just regular...
Well, is his hair blonde?
No. But, like, Bo has long hair, but obviously he's been known in the past to dye it and all that, and maybe just wanted a different look. But he's KFM people. So well,
it's possible to dye your hair blonde.
It is. That is true. That is true.
But only if you're from Canada.
We're just not going to get away from this, are we? Anyways.
We tried to.
Anyways. But yeah, he just kayfabing people backstage. I can imagine just him in the back, feet kicked up, right there in Gorilla with Triple H. Just
drinking a Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Yeah. Just promoting his match.
Eating a Snickers.
Eating a Snickers, you know, still screwing around with Alexa Bliss. Just so she can beat up Bianca. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's happened the last couple weeks, you know?
Is that the masked person in the crowd that was, like, supposed to distract Alexa during her match a couple weeks ago and, like, a security guard came up to the aisle? He's like, Hey, I don't know if there is there like a secret word, because he whispered something in the security guard and the security guard walked away. Like, because at first it looked like the security guard wasn't sure that he was a part of the show.
He was taking over.
He probably said, ask Paul.
He probably said, I'm Johnny Gargano. Because people thought so.
That was not Gargano. People bro. Thought. His hair was bleach blonde.
Well, so there was two of them.
It's Cody.
No, there was two of them.
And my father said.
It's Cody's hair back.
No, it's blonde.
Okay. Cody's hair.
His hair has not returned yet. Okay. He should be back at the Rumble though.
For some reason in my head, at entrance. Some point it was
entrant number 20 is gonna be Cody's hair, and then at 30 here comes Cody.
By the way, does Cody come out at 1 or 30? Because I feel like anything in between sucks. That's my open minded statement.
I feel like anything in between is a little more unpredictable.
Yeah,
true.
Because it's kind of predictable. Hey, he's returning. At
or
30.
Should he come out at 2? I mean, it's the same thing as 1, but like, imagine
but, but apparently not in WWE.
Imagine if Rollins came out at 1,
yeah,
and then Cody comes out at 2.
Yeah.
That would be, it'd be kind of like the Edge Orton thing a couple years ago.
And I watched the 08 Rumble recently, and it'd be like Taker Shawn. They started 1 and 2 in 08, but they were the final 2 in 07.
Huh.
So, yeah. And then they had 5, 6, 7 WrestleMania matches in a row. I'd be down with that. I'd be fine with that. So have Cody at 2 and then his hair at 3.
Yeah.
Just walk down, big giant jacket, you know, comes out from underneath the ring.
Hasn't Dustin recently announced that this is going to be his last year?
Yes, which is why he needs to win the NWA World title.
Ooh. That's why he needs to be in the Rumble.
Before the NWA goes out of business because they suck. Let him be world champion. And you know what? If they go out of business, find a world champion. Why not? Who cares? Honestly.
No, final world champion's going to be Tyrus, brother.
Jeez. Hey, Fox News star, man. I mean,
not a wrestling star.
He was on the show with the belt. Like, it's, like he just pops up talking politics. He's just laid back, camo shorts, backwards hat, just 10 pounds of gold on his chest, you know, just talking. I was like, oh, sweet. That's cool. They're reaching everybody.
They're reaching their demographic.
They're
reaching people that already know.
NWA doesn't really know what the demographic is, I think, at this point. I think they're just reaching...
No, but Fox News does.
But yeah, Dustin's supposed to be done sometime this year. Edge has done it around there. Sting's pretty much mentioned that his contract's up with AEW this year, and he says this
he'll come back in another 20 years.
He sounded pretty serious about, like, you'll probably see me, like...
Are you seriously?
You seriously not wearing face paint no more, Sting?
Sting's going to be in the Rumble. Everyone's in it. It's going to be a 1,000-man run.
I really wish Sting would have had a better WWE run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean not lose Triple H at
Mania. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the normal match that turned into an ODQ match right before the bell rang?
And a lumberjack match as you had the NWO and DX.
The Monday Night Wars is finally over. I thought it was 20 years ago, yeah. Buddy.
But yet, here we are telling the same story of the Monday Night Wars.
Because we are lack creativity.
Yeah, and we want to make sure we keep burying WCW, even though we own it. Like that's. So, yeah, man. I want a fantasy book Sting's WWE run at some point now.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't be much.
Go.
Simple. Match with Taker. That's it. Like, or actually, Rumble.
No, Taker's done.
No, I'm talking about, and this is when he was in the company, when Sting was in the company at Mania 31. So, it would be Sting in the Rumble. Taker also comes in the Rumble. Boom. Face off. Say they eliminate each other. Match at Mania. Boom. Go on. Sting to do whatever. He'd still wrestle Rollins. And say if something happens, then he kind of had the same trajectory that he ended up having with Hall of Fame, maybe being done, or he doesn't get hurt and he sticks around, has a couple more matches, then quietly actually retires and stuff. But I gotta say, I like his AEW run. I think he's been really good. So Sting's mentioned retiring and being done. Edge doesn't have many more matches left. Some are saying something about Ray, so. So, gents.
Orton doesn't have a back, apparently.
Apparently not. He's just, his back's just gone. Riddle's somewhere in rehab. So, gents, I got a game I want to play.
Okay.
No, I stole this from another podcast, but it's fine. But we're going to do three rounds. Okay?
Three
rounds. This is going to be Guess the Wrestler. So, I'm going to name off some different facts about this wrestler. It could be accomplishments. It could be maybe even some.
So I'm hopeless here.
What does the winner get?
Winner gets to win.
the winner gets to tell the joke next week.
The winner gets to tell a joke to close the show.
No, I reserve that right. I'm up next.
Oh, true.
But what about closing the show?
Tell a joke closing the show?
Yeah, that's the prize.
Sure.
I guess we can do two a show.
You got three rounds. See, there you go.
Did three last week.
There's plenty of jokes.
Because I guessed Matthew's first one, and he was upset that I guessed it.
Yeah, that was very upsetting, by the way. Hey, what's AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson's favorite
sandwich?
The Club. Shut up. So we got three rounds. I'll name off different facts.
They trademark the
where they're born, some accomplishments, maybe even some former gimmick names they had, or maybe even their real names. So you should guess the wrestler. So I was trying to name off some stuff.
Are we both going at once, or are you going around?
You can just guess when you think you got an answer. How about that? There you go. You doing a pimp, 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 pimp. Actually, better. Let's do that. You guys want to make a noise? Go ahead. Your signature noise. Signature noise. No. Go.
You make it before every show and after every show.
I forgot to do it this time.
Oh, then do it now. That'll be your way to buzz in.
Meh.
There you go. That's your buzz in. What's your buzz in? I'm not gonna ever hear that. All right, gents. Are we ready? Look, first round. Okay. This is one round. Who's the wrestler, Ryan?
Kurt Angle.
All right, gents.
That'd have been amazing. It's like, no.
All right, here we go. He was born in Spain.
Uh-huh.
There you go. He's a one-time Money in the Bank winner.
Just one.
One time. Yep. One time. And he has a brother in the business.
Wow, dude.
There you go.
None of that was vague. Holy crap.
Not at all.
Oh, wow. Anything else about this guy?
Where's Santino from?
One of his ring names.
He's not Money in the Bank.
Or Del Rio.
I don't know. Is it Del Rio?
It's not Del Rio.
Okay.
One of his former gimmick names was Diesel. Any guesses?
I mean, the only Diesel I know is
what's his name, Ron?
What's his name, Ron?
Ron, you know
it. Scott Hall? No, it's the other one, right?
Yeah. What's the other one?
What's the other one? What's the name?
I just know him as Diesel. What's this? The real big dude. That didn't he come back and he was champion for a little bit or something like that?
He feuded with Triple H, if we're talking about.
I'm just going to assume we're talking about Kevin Nash.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
I don't know why I couldn't think of his name.
He was in CBS Sports' Worst Angle of the Year in 2018.
2018.
What was the worst angle in 2018? I was watching.
And also, I don't know how much of this is an angle. I don't know really if there was an angle for this. But worst match. I'll
Shaq.
Probably in the worst match. Was Shaq wrestling in 2018?
Yeah, he's also known as Diesel.
He's just truck.
I concede. Ryan can guess if he'd like.
Do you have any more hints?
Will accomplishments help out at all?
Maybe.
He is a one-time WWF champion, a one-time WWE World Heavyweight champion, a one-time ECW champion, a one-time WCW champion with his brother, or WCW tag champion with his brother. He's a two-time Intercontinental champion, a one-time Hardcore champion, one-time 24/7 champion, two-time WWE tag champion, and a nine-time WWF WWE World Tag Team champion. As well as a Triple Crown, a Grand Slam, and he's in the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2001.
So he's done damn near everything.
Pretty much.
And we don't have a freaking clue.
I'm trying to think of Money in the Bank winners right now.
Money in the Bank winners.
Because
he won the SmackDown Money in the Bank. Remember they had the brand split Money in the Bank for a couple years.
No, I remember.
Just think of Money in the Bank winners from SmackDown.
The only SmackDown Money in the Bank winner that I can think of off the top of my head is Bryan Danielson.
Well, it's not him.
They didn't call him Diesel back in the day.
Brian Dieselson? That's gonna be, I'm going to bring back the Photoshops. It's going to be Brian Danielson's head on Diesel.
Yes.
There we go.
Just on the front of an F-350.
So,
I don't know.
It is the Big Red Machine King. Born in Spain on a military base. Yep.
They called him Diesel.
He was Fate Diesel in 96.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
But they didn't call him Fate Diesel. They called him Diesel.
I
can't. I mean, I can't do anything about that, brother.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a fair.
That was fair. I wanted to kick off with kind of a hard one. And that was a hard one, so I'll take it.
What was the worst angle or whatever?
DX versus the Brothers of Destruction.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't know it was an angle.
Really an angle?
They did a couple of promos, but that was it. I don't know if that...
Okay.
Worst match, yes, but...
Right. Okay, I got you.
Here's the next one. One of his gimmick names was G.I. Bro.
Was it fake G.I. Bro?
It's not fake G.I. Bro. No. He is also a WWE Hall of Famer. Actually, he's a two-time.
Well, so is freaking
me.
A lot of people.
He's a two-time WWE.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No. Not only that, he is a. Let me find it here. He's a six-time WCW World Television Champion.
Booker T.
Yeah, Booker T.
That's all you had to say was that many WCW champions.
Television. I was trying to throw you off with the television titles.
Nah.
But he's a five-time WCW champion.
Okay, Stone Cold.
I know, I really don't fix those. I feel like a lot of the impressions are just blending together now at this point. So, okay, I got one more. Ready for this? You're going to love it. You're going to love it, I promise. All right, he was born in Augusta, Georgia on August 11th, 1953.
Yeah, I know that day.
I'm
texting my friend Nick right now. He's from Augusta, Georgia. I'm phoning a friend.
You can phone a friend. I don't know.
Wrestler born in Augusta
in
53.
If he knows this, it'll be really impressive, which he can just probably Google it and he'll probably get it. But here's some gimmick names for you, just to see if that'll help you out a little bit. Sterling Golden. Terry Boulder. The Super Destroyer. The other ones would be way too obvious.
Well, what are they? We'll circle back to that.
He is a one-time IWGP Heavyweight Champion. As well as a two-time winner of Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Comeback of the Year in 1994 and 2002. He's also a two-time WWE Hall of Famer, once in 05 and once in 2020. So I'll see if the years will help. If I give you years, maybe it might be a little easier if you know Hall of Fame classes.
I don't.
Well, you know. He's a six-time WWF champion. He's a one-time tag champion. Would it help if I give you the tag partner?
Sure.
He won the tag belts with Edge.
It's Gangrel?
It's not Gangrel, no. Gangrel's not 70 years old.
I don't know, man. You're giving us these freaking ridiculous wrestlers to guess here. You're not like...
I'm giving you Kane, Booker T. This one is...
You're picking the ones with like a weird
flair.
It's not flair. he was voted most overrated in 85, 86, and then the years 1994 through 1998.
Oh, I remember back in 85, 86. I hated watching this guy. He was so overrated.
Well, he doesn't have many more like accomplishments that we would know of. Like, no, you're good. I got you. Don't worry.
What color is his hair?
He was in the 2002 match of the year at WrestleMania 18. Have we reviewed WrestleMania 18? I don't think we have.
No.
17 we did, right?
Yeah. Who was it against?
It was against The Rock.
Was it Hogan?
It's Hogan, yeah. Born in Augusta, but he was raised Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
And just, here's why I didn't give you his other gimmick names, because it's Hollywood Hogan, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Hulk Boulder, Hulk Machine.
Hulk Boulder?
Mr. America, which, I mean, I guess Mr. America, y'all probably would have maybe, I don't know if y'all were keen on Mr. America, brother.
I mean, I probably would have started singing, when not even said Hogan. Wynn probably would have heard it, been like, oh, Hogan.
I mean, fair enough. Hey, take that. Do you guys want a current? You guys want one more current one?
Sure. I'd like a more current one.
More current one?
Yeah.
There you
corn.
Go. Born in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Made his debut in 2006. So I'm trying to find his accomplishments. I don't know how many he has. So, he's a 3-time TNT champion.
Is it Darby?
It's not Darby.
Is Cody?
It's Cody, yeah. Because I also was going to give you his gimmick names, but they are Cody.
Dashing.
Cody R. Cody Rhodes. Fuego 2. Stardust.
Fuego 2.
He was Fuego 2. Was it on Dark that he teamed up with Fuego?
Yeah, he wrestled a tag match with Fuego and called himself Fuego 2.
Under a mask.
That's awesome.
And together they were Fuego squared.
Yeah.
And like, in the Sammy vlogs, they would put like a censorship thing over the tattoo on his neck.
Also, wasn't he still wearing his Cody gear, but just wearing a Fuego mask, I feel like?
No, he was wearing, like, a singlet.
Oh, that's right.
Because I remember someone tweeted him, hey, Cody, are you going to tune into Dark tonight to watch Fuego Squared take on insert tag team? He said, no, I hate stupid gimmicks like this. Will not watch. By the way, shout out to Cody for doing that. That's pretty cool.
What a guy. Oh, Cody's great. Come on now. We just need to praise Cody. Hall of Famer right now.
Sure.
Get him in there.
Adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Something. Fuego squared.
Fuego del Sol. That's what I was hoping you were going to lead it to. So, all right. I'll give you one more current one, then we definitely get away from this. But maybe next week I'll have some better ones. Who knows? Maybe some different games, you know? It's an every week thing. That's what we're going to do.
All right. I'm down.
So, from Plainville, New York. Or Plainview, New York. Sorry.
Taz.
It's pretty New York. Making his debut in February of 2015.
MJF.
How about that?
You nice. Said Plainview. That kind of gave it away.
Yeah. Nice.
He didn't have many at all. And it was a very recent debut, too.
Yeah, there's not many of other people.
If you would have said Plainview, Long Island, I was like, okay.
His demon names were Maxwell Friedman, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF, Pete Lightning.
Pete
Lightning. That's one of his gimmick names, apparently. I didn't know that. So,
is your real name Pete?
No, it's Friedman. Max. I'm not 100% sure. But if I'm betting, man, I think his full name is Maxwell Friedman. Not Jacob, either.
You forgot Maxwell Jacob Feinstein.
That's right, he was Feinstein.
Because he liked sending a video for Tough Enough back in the day.
Sandy Bunker was also a given name for OMJF. So, trained by Brian Myers, too. Creator program.
You should, if you ever get the chance, you should go to Creator Pro's YouTube and look at his first match, like at Creator Pro.
Oh, yeah?
Walks out of the curtain and is immediately getting heat. Like, just by walking through the curtain. It's actually
kinda... Is he known? Like, is he doing promos at this point?
Maybe. I don't know. But it may have been who he was tagging with that got him heat. Off the jump, I don't know the full story there, but pretty good first match, I would say.
Yeah. And also, if I'd have named his accomplishments, it's really all it is world champion, dynamite
diamond ring,
four time winner.
If you would have said dynamite diamond ring, there's nobody else I would have like gone, oh,
Yeah.
Even known it then. If you said Long Island, I might have had a chance, but I didn't know where the hell Fairview is.
Plainview.
Fairhope.
Plainview.
I'm going to Fairhope in a couple months.
Fairhope, New York?
No. Fairhope, Alabama.
Alabama!
And he's salt of the earth. What a guy. You know? Still doing great work, and obviously they're leading up to...
Yeah, he's no John Moxley.
They're leading
wrestler
up to an
year.
Iron Man, a one-hour Iron Man match with Bryan Danielson. On an episode of Dynamite, I'm pretty sure.
Are they not saving it for Revolution?
I think they said February 8th, and now granted, grain of salt, it's I was told this by a coworker.
It's not true.
February 8th is a Wednesday.
It's on the 18th,
ain't it?
Do it. 500's on the 18th, right?
19th.
Oh, that's close.
It's the day I can't get off.
11 days before the 500, then.
Okay, so, I mean, episode of Dynamo, but who would you face at Revolution? Unless you have that one-hour match lead to Revolution, but...
What if it goes off the air with them wrestling and he comes back on? You start Revolution.
I love how that's where your mind went.
That would be so great.
I love how that's where your mind went when he said maybe it leads to Revolution. Like, you want the match to continue
absolutely.
To this show.
And you just, okay. You just post, like tweet clips out or put them on YouTube or whatever of them just wrestling anywhere. Like, on the highway to where Revolution is.
We actually had a video idea of that. Yep. We were going to do a 24-hour Ironman match. That ended in a tie.
I still want to find someone on the indies dumb enough to do something like that.
That's why we have to just make ACW and do it. So Revolution's on March 5th. So if you're doing that match on February 8th, I'm not saying you can't do a second match on March 5th, but I mean, if you're not facing Bryan Danielson at Revolution, who are you facing if you're MJF? Story-wise.
John Moxley.
I'm coming back for my title, and then I'm going to make it the Wee-Woo title.
I still can't get any time off.
He's doing the whole thing with Hangman now. They're doing the whole can Hangman wrestle stuff, and he gets cleared and beats Moxley. So maybe he's on vacation. You know, Moxley finally lost. You know, so who knows? Maybe he's finally on vacation. We know FTR is not in the picture. Supposedly FTR is going to be done until April. So
Willow. And Anna Jay,
mm-hmm.
wrestling like a little street fight on Rampage.
Yeah.
Went for like one of those sit-out power bombs off the stage through a table like Bubba Ray used to do.
Yeah.
And Willow was the one who went through the table, and Anna Jay just took a power bomb on the ground.
Willow did the Bubba face where he just sits there and just lost in a trance.
Yeah.
That's why you have two tables.
Yeah, or you just hit the table.
That's why you have two tables.
When you said Willow, I was like, man, Hardy's
That's
back.
What I thought. I was like, Jeff Hardy.
Well, when Sean Ross tweeted, oh my God, Willow, I was like, oh, we missed it.
He debuted on Rampage. Man.
You said that. I was like, man, it's really some intergender stuff going on. Willow came back to
power bombed a girl off stage.
Willow came back to come after Jade.
And Mickey James is the new Knockouts Women's Champion.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That means Jordynne Grace is winning the world title. Just throwing that out there. I think Jordynne Grace is going to be Impact World Champion. Get that Tessa Blanchard taste out of their mouth. Who, by the way, is divorcing her husband. How about that?
No.
Hate to say it, you know.
She quit pooping. is that why he's sleeping?
What?
So I wasn't listening.
Wasn't she selling videos of her?
So I'm not. I was dropping not. Them? I was not listening. But y'all are talking about Tessa Blanchard, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't that her?
Yeah, I think so.
Allegedly. Man. Allegedly. Also, Mandy Rose appeared on a talk show. Have y'all seen this at all? She appeared on a talk show to pretty much. Vaguely talked about why she got fired, and supposedly she said it wasn't due to her adult content.
She wasn't told.
Yeah, she
it
wasn't
was due
told.
To her adult content.
Well, I mean.
But didn't they say that freaking
Prince Albert found it?
Yeah, yeah.
A-Train just a subscriber. Just like, oh, that's not right. It's a derailleur on her.
Oh wow, that's too good, Sean.
Sean. Wait, what happened?
Wait, I don't see nothing.
What's going on?
I see three screens.
You know, hey, that's kind of pretty cool. That's why we have her as champion.
She's making more money than me.
She's like Sonny, and I remember Sonny pretty well.
Having some Mandy days.
Oh, man. Dude, she comes back at some point, right?
I would imagine so.
Maybe when this dies down, or I mean, she doesn't have to.
She's making quite a bit of money.
She made $1 million in a month. Like, I think she's okay. But, you know, if she loves wrestling, which she doesn't, but if she loves wrestling, maybe. She'll be an Impact. She'll beat Mickie James. So.
Or no, she'll kill Mickie James.
She'll push her into traffic. That's the only way we can write off Mickie James. It's just.
Kill her.
By killing her.
She's stronger than death.
I mean, she did survive a bus. I mean, or a train. So that's pretty good. So since Impact is open to working with WWE and has had Mickie James on the show, and then when Robert Roode gets healthy, which I don't know how much it would really, because I don't know if James Storm is contracted to Impact exclusively, but can we get a beer money reunion in WWE just for like one night, take on the Usos and lose? Like,
I'd love it.
Just a little beer money thing, get a little one of those, like get them on the booze scooter, you know? Which, by the way, I think we need to get Ryan the little boozer scooter.
Yeah.
What do you need that for Christmas, buddy?
Okay. Birthday's tomorrow. You can just...
Oh, Happy New Year!
Happy birth.
Happy birth year.
Thank you. Actually, my birth year's already passed.
You're welcome.
Almost 24 years ago now.
If you text Ryan right now, happy birthday.
Now, where were you going with that?
I wasn't going to give out your phone number. But if you find Ryan...
Oh, you said text. I thought you said touch. I was trying to figure out where you were
if
going.
If you touch Ryan, happy birthday. But if you reach out to Ryan and say happy birthday, he'll send you $1.
No. Reggie, you're not getting any more money.
Did y'all keep the dollar Reggie sent y'all the first time?
Well, I sent him back $5.
Oh, you're way too generous.
So he actually did the thing? Wow.
Yeah.
Note to self, if Ryan says he won't do something, he actually will.
Ryan won't give me $1 million.
Yeah, it's just because it was Reggie.
Oh.
I would also have to have $1 million. Give you $1 million.
Yeah, but you could just give me.
I've seen your OnlyFans. Don't I know? Have you? I know you're pulling a Mandy Rose.
Show it to me so I can get the money.
If this podcast gets 1,000 views, Ryan will start an OnlyFans. It doesn't have to be any pictures of you. It could be like tutorials on how to, like, I don't know, fix a leaking pipe.
Are you pooping?
She's still pooping?
No, I said she. I asked if she quit pooping. Maybe that's why he's leaving.
She's still pooping?
She ain't been eating enough prunes.
It's a very low-fiber diet, yeah.
That could be the problem. I don't know.
That's Tessa's new shirt.
Have to talk pooping. To Mr. Blanchard.
Totally.
Well,
why is your daughter pooping?
I assume her husband changed his name.
You think her husband? His name is Data. Or yeah, Daga. I think it's Data.
Daga.
Data Blanchard.
I wish my name was Daga.
I mean, D-A-G-A. I don't know.
Oh, D-E-G-A is what I would want.
We know, but...
You going Daga this year?
You going to Data, and how's your wife pooping?
We're gonna load up a couple coolers.
My name is Wynn Brantley, and I'm not a part of this conversation. I am simply
NASCAR
a spectator.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
This is simple. Look, this
we're
is
going to Dega this year.
This is the poop cast.
We already said we are.
We're
or
going,
I am.
We're going to Dega with Dega.
Is he going?
Yeah, he's
is
going.
He paying? You might get a sweet seat.
Sweet seat? How much does AAA pay? Probably pretty decent, right? I think he's exclusively AAA.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
I'll throw Russell in Mexico and see. I'll be El Pupador. I'll be Tessa's manager. Olé! Oh, brother. Well,
what are we doing next week?
Next week?
Y'all want to review an episode?
I got episodes.
Ryan's the one who has a list.
I've had a list for a while.
See, and he's talked about it two or three times. I say we let Ryan choose what
you choose. What are we reviewing next week, brother? Good brother. Average
Let's
brother.
Let's see.
Brother.
We're going to do Raw, December 17th, 2001. Or do y'all want a...
Is that the Stone Cold...
Do y'all want the grocery store, or do y'all want Stone Cold and Santa?
Well, man, that it's not Christmas. I don't know.
It's still funny. Oh, man, it is still hilarious.
I mean, do we not have the Triple Threat Quarter around here?
The Triple Threat Quarter? I don't know where that's at. All
right.
Triple Threat Zen Can.
Heads Grocery Store. That's where it says Zen. Tails.
Tails is the barcode.
Yeah. Tails is Stone Cold
Heads
Santa.
For... Okay, yeah. So Tails. Or no, you're reflipping it.
Heads it is.
So which all one? Right.
That's the grocery store.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right.
I'll take that. Nice.
So what's the day on that? What are we reviewing?
Raw, December 17th, 2001.
All right.
What?
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 Huh?
Grocery store.
They're also go in a bingo hall.
I'm fighting... They do so many vignettes.
Awesome.
Oh, man. There's one where Booker T's on the phone with Vince, and Vince breaks character, like, because he's laughing too.
Bingo!
I think there's one at a church. It may be church bingo, but I feel like they did a bunch of these vignettes of Booker T running away and hiding from Austin. And he's just still there. Like, I think the bingo one is like, the next number is B316. <Yeah. laughs> Same with the grocery store. I think it's like, price check, milk. Just, did y'all see the TikTok of Steve Austin working a drive thru?
Yeah.
Did not.
They said there was a camera crew there.
Yeah,
so.
He was filming something. Maybe for, is Straight Up Steve Austin still a thing?
I haven't seen anything about it, but.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Here I am, Straight Up Steve Austin, working at a Dairy Queen, making a blizzard. Okay, I thought.
I went on Twitter and typed in Stone, and Stone Cold Drive Thru came up.
The greatest YouTube video ever.
So. Our new gimmick, Stone Cold Drive Thru. You wanted a large Pepsi? What?
You want a large Pepsi? We got Coke product, son. What? He's spilling my drink right now, so that's cool,
too. I'm working on my drink right now. All right, I got a drink from Stone Cold in my lunch today. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, have a good day.
I can't cuss on the clock.
Can you imagine Stone Cold at a Good Burger?
Welcome to Good Burger. What?
Home of the Good Burger. What?
Can I take your order? What? Your order. Yeah, I'll have a Good Burger.
You want my special sauce? It's just a can of Steve Weiser poured over the top. With the bun.
That sounded more like Moxley right there.
Close enough. So, yeah,
next way, I listened to last week's episode, and I do not appreciate how much you were trying to bait me into saying something bad about John Moxley. I counted like five times where I'd already said, I don't think he's the wrestler of the year. And then 5 minutes later, we're on a different subject. You come back, Moxley, what do you think about that? I like Moxley.
Well, look, if you're comparing...
When we talked about it off the show, you were very upset he was Wrestler of the Year.
Well, I don't think... He's not my Wrestler of the Year.
But why is it?
Well, look.
Shut up. Stop it. I'm not going to.
If you're going to compare John Moxley and Steve Austin...
What?
Who is?
Which one's Wrestler of the Year?
Brother, live or not.
That's messed up.
It's... Hold on, in 2022? Like...
It's Moxley.
The future is now, old man.
What?
Party's over, Grandpa. By the way, that's a hilarious segment, and it's even more hilarious that Hogan was pissed about saying that.
It's even great that Lesnar doesn't even step to Kevin. He just kind of walks past him, looks at him, just walks away. It's like, he knows, oh, Kevin's in that stem cell. We can't really mess with him anymore. He's like 53, but he's got a body of a 30-year-old. We gotta just back up. He's in his prime jackknifing. But who is Wrestler of the Year? Between Moxley or Stone Cold? Who do you think it is?
Well, being that one of them wrestled one match.
But did he wrestle two? Didn't he wrestle a match with Vince? That counts, technically.
I don't know if that was
he
a
didn't
match.
Wrestle a match.
He stunned him. And Vince.
McAfee wrestled a technical match.
not a technical match, but you know what I mean.
So unsanctioned. You mean to tell me he wasn't putting up a clinic with Vince?
No, but like, now here's a question. I mean, is there a possibility that that one match with Austin drew more money?
Oh.
Than Moxley did? In an entire year, though, that's tough to say.
But to be
I guess you do all the pay-per-view buys for that night, right?
For what, Mania?
Yeah.
Was there new merch sold?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Stone Cold is always...
I think he's top five every year, anyways.
Yeah.
That alone might...
And then you go to what? Do you Full Gear sells? All Out buys?
Do you mean... Here's the thing. Do you count... Because didn't Austin close out night one?
Yeah.
Do you only count Moxley's main events? Or you count every show Moxley's been on? Because shows Moxley's been on, he's going to outdraw. Because I think he's wrestled almost every Dynamite this year.
Yeah, and every other Rampage.
Yeah, like, if you're just doing shows he's main evented in. I mean, Mania 38 was a pretty highly bought pay-per-view.
Very lucrative show.
Very lucrative show. So, I mean...
No. like personally, emotionally, I'd give it to Stone Cold, but Moxley, obviously, I'd say Mox edges him out just because he's worked a bit more.
What if we go money drawn per show? It's Stone Cold.
Well, I mean, yeah,
Mox wrestling every week is gonna pull that number way down by average.
Yeah, if talking average, then yeah, I mean... Well,
that would be per show, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fair to do, because Austin was only on one show.
Yeah. We're just trying to be fair, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure the Moxley's not wrestling.
See, you're doing this again.
Because we hate John Moxley.
I am a huge John Moxley fan, by the way.
Are you like Cincinnati as much as I do?
I like Falls Count Anywhere matches.
What? Where are you falling, son? I don't see you falling nowhere.
That's what my next one-off is going to be. It's going to be Dean Ambrose on the Stone Cold podcast. I want to review that.
Well, tell me why your daddy sucked. I just...
By the way, people were like drawing some conclusions about like, oh, he didn't want to answer those questions because like he might have had a hard, like, you know, maybe didn't have a great father figure. I read his book and his dad sounded awesome.
Son, now tell me, how was smoking crack? I don't know. I mean, were you shooting? Like, I'm just curious.
Crack wasn't big in my territory back in the day.
Here, I got to slip for you.
Just Moxley smoking crack.
Jamie, pull up the clip.
Hey, what you got going on here, son? I mean, I see the pipe. I see the
okay.
I see the rattling going on there with that little rock.
You can't cuss, but
we can describe using crack.
Well, he was doing coke one day.
They did it beyond the mat.
He was fake snorting coke
and
one day.
And beyond the mat, they show a clip of Jake Roberts smoking crack. That was for educational purposes. That was a documentary.
These were rules that you put in place.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack. Cuss more. That's my message to all the kids.
Don't do drugs. Use expletives.
Yes. There you
go. I mean, which one's better for you? Or which one's worse for you?
I mean, scientifically, swearing in pain?
Have you ever smoked crack?
No. But I cuss every day, and I'm still kicking.
But now, scientifically, if you, like, stub your toe,
yeah,
and, you know... It will help, like, relieve the pain if you cuss. That is proven. Now, if you say frick or gosh darn it, you're probably just going to get more pissed
flim
off.
Flim flam.
I don't know if anybody's ever said that except for Ole Miss football fans.
I say wham, bam, turkey, and ham.
Yeah, I bet you
do. I say we're about 10 minutes late on closing the show.
Goodness gracious is the one I use quite a bit.
Yeah, man. When I'm really just darn. Peeved off.
Goodness gracious, that's what I got. That's oh, man.
Dad gummit, like.
Well, I think it's about time we close the show out.
Close it normally.
You know, had a great time on Bird Skull Session. We're going to close it out with a little joke, a little knock knock.
Well, who won?
Oh, well, you did.
No, I did. Cool.
I think it was like 2-1.
No, I didn't get any.
So we just.
You got Cody.
Oh, yeah. We just choosing a random page.
You just pick one out of the book, you read it, and we do a funny ha ha with it.
Uh-huh. I love how we laugh at them before we get to say them.
So who gives the best Valentine's gifts in WWE?
Val Venus.
No.
The world's largest love machine.
No guesses, Roman. Viscera. Shut up. You.
Mm-hmm. Rick Rude.
Jeff and Matt Harty.
Pause. You keep going, don't you?
What's the master of the 619's favorite cereal?
What?
Mysterios. What lives in a swamp but is never late for tea? British Bulldog.
Wait. Oh, you mean British Bullfrog?
Yeah. Sorry. No. What is the wicked witch of WWE's favorite food?
Who is the wicked witch of WWE?
Bliss cheese. That sounds terrible, by the way. That sounds like a disgusting joke is what it sounds like. All right.
Goodness. All right. I hope you liked whatever this was.
December 17th, 2001.
That's right. Monday Night Raw. Fresh off the Invasion
Uncensored.
Era. Uncut.
Uncooked.
Raw. What? Monday night what? Anyways. Yeah, so fresh off the Invasion era. Get some battling going on. Ric Flair's on the show, by the way.
Ah!
So, gonna have a bunch of impressions for this next show. And Booker T. So, I'm just gonna have all the ones that mesh well together.
Your throat is gonna be killing you after
this
show.
It's gonna be horrible.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Ryan help me out a little bit.
Like that?
Just like
no,
that.
No, you're assigned to doing impressions next week.
I can do Stone Cold.
What?
Yeah.
You trying to take Stone Cold from me? Well, you trying to do something?
I won the custody battle over Stone Cold.
You
darn right, son.
I won the Stone Cold
I'm
going to
take it
match.
From you. Anyways. It's mine now.
Anyways.
Good God.
Go ahead. Finish the show.
Turn into
I'm tired of talking.
You should be.
We got new episodes every single week, guys. Check them out. You can follow us on social media as well. We'll try to be a little more active on that, hopefully. We'll see. But
we said that last week.
Last week. We didn't do anything. So, 10 to our new episodes every week. Follow us on social media, and we'll see y'all next time.
Meh.